Om Shanti. We have spiritual intoxication of being godly students. We are students of the world spiritual university. Every student is very clear and sure what he is studying. Even the little children from class 1, ask them, what are you doing? They say, I am standard 2, standard 3, standard 4. Little children are able to tell with so much surety, confidence and intoxication. So we are students of World Spiritual University. And who is our teacher? God Himself is teaching us. Every day He comes to give us not a lecture, but the fortune that we have is, before He is our teacher, He is our father, our parents. And He speaks the language that the children can understand. The parents may be very clever, expert in any subject, but when they speak to their children, they speak very simple language. Sometimes when outside people hear the Murli, they say, is this God speaking? They imagine that if God was speaking, must be very much philosophical or very difficult and not easy to understand. But the purpose of teaching is not that to make difficult to understand. The purpose of the teaching is to make the difficult thing easy. All the scriptures, the philosophies that we are reading or studying, most of those are in a different language, ancient language, which not so easy to translate, and people just speak in form of shlokas or verses in their prayers and ask them, what does it mean? Very few will really give the explanation. But here Baba is giving us every day what He comes to teach, the explanation, the understanding of it. And so we are listening to our Supreme Teacher directly. What makes it easy is that He is speaking to us face to face. Speaking to me, to us, directly. But now what is the method? He is speaking and explaining to us. He is explaining the knowledge. Knowledge of the Creator and the creation of Himself and knowledge about us. And the knowledge with which we play the part, it means the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end of the cycle of drama. Though we say that we are studying four subjects in this university, we are studying four subjects: the subject of knowledge, the subject of yoga, the subject of dharana, and the service of humanity. But in fact, it's only one subject. It's only one, it's knowledge. The wisdom of wise is giving us knowledge. Now, how to become the embodiment of that? What is the meaning to be the embodiment? God says, Jnanitva Atma are most beloved to me. The knowledgeable soul, the souls who become the embodiment of knowledge, I love them very much. So in becoming the embodiment, in fact there are stages. When Baba is speaking, we are listening. Hearing it, so all of us are hearing. Many times in the Murli, Baba has said that Brahma Baba listens to me first. All, when Baba is speaking, the words are coming. For example, now I'm speaking. So all of you are hearing at the same time. Okay, now might be it's the translation. So those who don't understand the language, maybe the first and then the second and then. But at the time when Baba was speaking, all understood the language. And yet he said, Brahma listens to me first. And I used to wonder, but we are also listening. And then, when two, three times questioning myself, and sometimes we say, Baba, but we are also listening at the same time. And Baba said, no, you are not listening. I am listening first. Brahma Baba would, no, we chat with Brahma Baba. Is it the same words are speaking? Is it that you, because Shiv Baba is sitting here, and when he is speaking, you are getting the vibrations? Are you getting the inspirations beforehand? Is this what it means that you are listening? Baba says it's something more than that. To listen to means that when we are talking to each other, many are hearing but not listening. Like hearing and yet not hearing. Not paying attention to and not putting into practice. And that's why Baba has to say it again and again and again. If we have listened, then Baba does not need to repeat it. Something which an action is given then, even today Baba said, no? The proof of the loving children, the knowledgeable children is that they will listen to what Baba says and they will do what Baba says. And so we hear, then we listen. It makes sense. We understand. So it goes in. You hear, you pay attention, then it makes sense. Yes, this is what Baba is saying. Then the interest increases. Once you have understood, the interest increases. And as interest is there, you inculcate. So now it is you inculcate. There are two words in English, inculcation and imbibing. To take in. So some are able to take in, but then reaction starts. Is this, Baba said this, how could he be like this? And so there is understanding, at the same time a little bit confusion or question or doubts are coming. It means I am not able to digest. I'm able to, I accept, but I'm not able to digest. So I'm not able to drink in. So imbibe is to drink in. And it is becoming part of my system. So whatever I am able to imbibe and take in and digest, that is what is coming, what is goes in, where it's going in, which is creating very beautiful feelings in my mind, such the soul is listening. Baba says, the soul is listening. Baba is speaking to the souls. So there is the understanding that I, the soul, am listening to the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul is talking to me. So conversation starts. Because then it becomes interesting. Because when I create conversation starts, then it is not one way. It's two ways communication. So then mind and the intellect both are in harmony. The intellect is understanding and the intellect is feeding the mind and you create, it gives the feelings. And that feeling is the nourishment. That is what creates the digestion. The intellect takes in, you put it just like, it says, Baba says, this is food for the soul. So you take in, but then the more you feel about it, it's just like its internal joy is increasing. And then it becomes the knowledge, which was knowledge, now has become a virtue. But it is not virtue inside, it comes when it has become accepted by mind and intellect both and enjoyed by both, mind and intellect. So it comes out in the form of virtue in action. So the knowledge becomes virtue, which is expressed through the body. Just like we have the first lesson, the mind creates thoughts, the intellect understands, then you need the body to express yourself. But what do you express? what we express to the body, what we have taken in the form of virtue. And this is why today Baba said that remember the Self, remember the Home, become the one with divine virtues. Very sweet. And so when I am, that has become embodiment, now I have become the embodiment. It is coming out from my every part of the body as well, not only just the soul. So through the body means my parts of my body are expressing the knowledge. Not only mouth, but my eyes. So the third eye, the soul, now speaks through the eyes. So then when I have imbibed, I am a soul. Only then, through these eyes, I see you, a soul. When I am experiencing, feeling original purity of myself, I have cleansed myself through Baba's remembrance, purified myself. My vision for you is not only a soul, I see you a pure divine soul. And so what would be my behavior? That of divinity, that of sweetness, even though there is some negativity in the action of other person. But then that divinity is acting in behavior. So I have inculcated, I have taken in the knowledge which has become power for me. So first stage is that I am like an Arjuna, listening to wisdom of God, knowledge. And it's very beautiful, my ears are pleasant, it's very pleasant, it's very clear, but at the same time I'm questioning, no? And this is why the Gita, which has been, it's always question and answer. The scripture Gita is not direct lecture. It's a question and answer. Whatever queries are there, whatever Arjuna wants to understand, so how come this? How is like this? What would be the result of this? So here my intellect is questioning. But then it's a process, then I understand, because Baba is answering. It's not wrong to ask a question, because we are students. So there's no fear of asking questions. Baba doesn't mind asking questions, because it is that creates conversation. But then, what is my attitude behind? Do I really want to understand what Baba wants to say? Or, on the basis of my previous understanding, which I have taken for a long time from the scriptures, from human beings, I am impressed by certain philosophies, or I have studied the worldly knowledge, And I want to prove that is not right. This is better. This is, so here I am, what is my attitude? I want to understand, or I want to make God understand. This is where here the doubt starts, no? Because I have not let go of this, and that the past which is there does not allow me to become the knowledge power, because some mixture is there. So to become the embodiment of that is that I know all whatever I have studied, that's there. But now I experiment what truth and power Baba has given to me now. What I studied was in body consciousness. And now what I am studying in soul consciousness. But when I mix in body consciousness, there is not power. We are not able to imbibe, we are not able to make that knowledge into virtue. And this is why Baba said today that there are many people who have good virtues. They are good people. God also says they are good people. But they are not divine beings. They are good people because they have the virtues which are praiseworthy. But divinity has purity in it. When the virtue is there, there is not the ego of having that virtue. Because it's not that I have this virtue. It's the virtue is because the knowledge that I have. For example, you become, the situations and problems come, and you become unshakable. So now the knowledge, it is the knowledge that made me observer of the situation. It's the knowledge made me detached. And so then that virtue is filled with divinity. And so I am not comparing my virtue with weakness of others. The moment I compare my virtue with the weakness of others, power is reduced. Because in between, this is when I'm comparing, it means I make it, it's at that time, I am not soul conscious. And so I cannot help that person. The divinity is not there. And so this purity and divinity is not there. So it is not worthy to be worshipped. So deities are worshipped. Human beings are praised. So I can, with virtues, we can manage the situation and we are praised. But divinity is which gives power to others. With divinity, you forgive others. So you give beforehand that power. And so this is why then it is that you become sweet and you serve others. So what Baba said today, remember me, imbibe divine virtues, and serve others. So serve means that here I am giving them happiness. I am giving them support. I am giving them strength. I am connecting them with Baba. So it is that because the virtue has that is the, it's the virtue is doing service, not me. Then I won't say I am, even if that is not the embodiment. So just speaking, I realizing that even if I say I am connecting, it's not me. It's the virtue that connects them with Baba. Just like weakness, vices disconnect us from ourselves and as well as from Baba, the virtues connect us with ourselves and others to Baba. And then they get power from Baba, but virtue became that instrument. And but then that is coming through the actions. So first stage is that means that I am Arjuna and there is great interest, there is understanding, there is love, there is heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. So when heart-to-heart conversation is taking place, I feel that this is what it is for me. And it's for me, so I value it. And then it is that the time when it's for me and I value it, I am becoming unshakable. I am becoming Angad. So not only the knowledge of the Self and Baba, but I imbibe the knowledge of the drama, Swadarshan Chakra. So today, second thing Baba said, five things he said in the question and answer, no? Remember me, imbibe divine virtues, be sweet, give service to serve others, remember the home and become Swadarshan Chakradhari. And so this, now what makes me unshakable is the cycle of the Self-realization and drama. So I am able to now become a detached observer and see the act of others as a drama, an actor. But if I am not the embodiment of the knowledge yet, the act of others will have an effect on me. And that effect will create a defect in me, which was not there. But it became a defect and I am reacting. Because I had not made the first point, I had not made the knowledge, so I am not able to digest, I am not able to take what situations and problems have come in front of me. So the power is, in other words, the power is not there. Everything is that situations fluctuate me. They disturb. And because of disturbance, I react. And now it's inside what is happening, my churning, instead of detached observer or joy, now anger, reaction. I begin to think of the weaknesses of others. I am not thinking of the virtues. So I am not chewing the knowledge that Baba has given. I am chewing or I am eating the food, the weakness that have come from others. And so that makes me weak. So I am eating wrong food. So embodiment means powerful. And then whatever coming out from my body then, in my words, through my eyes, through my behavior, through my attitude. My mind, intellect and sanskaras through this body are expressing that weakness. So this I was not unshakable, I have not become. So it means that the first stage I have to make powerful, so I have to churn. So in order to really become powerful, I need to chew it inside, I have to churn. Chewing, churning means I chew it, I churn it. See the different aspects that Baba has spoken about. So it's churning that brings that happiness. It's churning that makes me see the different aspects of knowledge. So I see myself as well as then I am able to see others. I am able to see both ways. I am able to see the specialities of them and I am detached observer of the weakness or the defect that is coming out, but it is not affecting me. I know it's a challenge. So here I use that power in the form of intoxication. Who has given me this power? Who do I belong to? So I give a message of my power which God has given to other person, not to impress him, but impress God. Just like Arjuna, Angad, he did not come to the kingdom of Raman to give his impression that he is powerful, but whose army he is from. It's a power given by God. So virtues give message to others that I am unshakable. So, but that it is the knowledge of the drama, the knowledge of the karma. Make me powerful to face and solve the problems which are coming from my past or from the present in connection, in interaction with others. Then the stage comes that you become the embodiment of wisdom. The other aspect is remembered as the destroyer of obstacles, and that is called the one who has, with maturity, with royalty, with honesty, has the wisdom and is called Ganesh, elephant god, the knower of the three aspects of time. So Baba speaks in the Murli that you become Trikal Darshi, destroyer of obstacles. So here the virtue has become a power. There was that first, it was just the knowledge we took. It made me qualified. Yes, I am a BK. I have the knowledge. And so that qualification that I have, I become aware of the qualities. But I am not embodiment yet. So there are also stages. So this quality is, quality has also degrees. In qualities is also, when it's a quality, there is a competition. So I take it as a quality and I have quality. So I compare the quality with others. and I have a quality, and if it is accepted, I produce more. If it is not accepted, so I say nobody accepts, nobody praises, nobody appreciates. So I have not imbibed it. It is still superficial. It's a quality, but it is superficial. It is being sustained by others, not myself. This quality I have, and you do not appreciate. I say, why should I help you? You don't value it. So it's my quality. So I am qualified and I have the quality, but I'm sensitive. I'm not sensible. Sensitive here means I'm very fragile. Delicate in nature, that means sensitive in that respect. An embodiment means I'm sensible, I'm wise. I have self-respect because that quality has become for myself and I respect that. But it is only a quality. I am waiting that you respect that quality of me. You give respect, and if you don't give respect, I don't help you. So this is still only quality. So when it has become power in me, it's a virtue. We appreciate or not, it's in me. It has become very natural. I will express naturally, because here I have enjoyed it and I have eaten. And what I have eaten, my face is showing. I know the taste. Though you say, I'm eating some vegetable or I'm eating some sweet, and I really enjoy it, and I say it's very tasty, and my face shows, and you say, no, it's bitter. It's horrible taste. But it doesn't disturb me. Because it has become my virtue, the quality. So it doesn't matter you appreciate or not, but I know it. So this is like a divine virtue which is naturally expressing without waiting for appreciation. So here what becomes the embodiment means that you remain equal in praise and defamation. Not only unshakable, but equal. You are not. If you did not like the taste, okay. If you like the taste, it's okay. I am happy because I like the taste. You did not like it, did not disturb me, and you liked. It is also, it makes you happy, but I am happy because I have enjoyed it. So it has become my natural nature. The flowers, beautiful color, beautiful fragrance. If somebody likes the fragrance, very fragrant. So flower does not say, okay, now you say it's very fragrant, I increase a little bit more fragrance in me. Or I have cold, and I say, oh, it's very horrible. The flower would not get upset that, oh, because you don't like, so I reduce my fragrance. No. So divinity means stability. Equal in praise and defamation. So that stage means become an embodiment. It's the equality in victory and defeat. Praise and defamation, victory and defeat. It's just like that stage is whatever I am. I am really just like deities are knowledgeable, but it is natural knowledge. So it is not reaction, or it is not any expectations. In the Golden Age, it's a natural. It's not question of vikarma, it's not question of So karma, it's a karma. So this is why Baba says that many people are good, but they are not divine. They have divine good virtues, they are good people, but not the worship worthy deities. Stable statue, just like the temple, the deity, which is statue in the temple, is unshakable. Somebody worships, fine, somebody doesn't worship, okay. The statue is as that, the divinity is there. So with this, what happens? So this level of embodiment protects myself. So this is called imbibing. So listening to, inculcating, imbibing. And now that which I have drinked in, it has become part of my personality. Then wisdom is that I am, it has become power that I change the, even the negativity of others into positivity. I'm not fighting, I'm not trying to protect myself. So divinity is naturally protects me. I remain stable, unshakable, equal in praise and defamation, but I did not change you. I did not serve you. So that is the stage of Angad, unshakable. I give the message, yeah, I'm powerful, it's coming power from God. But power, embodiment means the power of knowledge in action, not only for myself, but in action for you, working for you as well. And this is what we see dadis. This is what Baba and Mama did. It's their life transformed, our life gave us power, courage, confidence that we can do, and internally they gave us the power through their mind. Not only through the words, not only through the actions, but in action is that the mind is also, as well as the attitude, the behavior, the virtues, but it is transforming us, that we realize that we need to transform, but without making us feel guilty. So it is just like the light does not fight with the darkness. What is light? It's power, right? You switch on the light and where is the darkness gone? So power means which transforms. Darkness is transformed into light. And so in this way, the darkness of others also is transformed to give power. Just the sun gives light, and yet it's above. It's completely just like free, means it's not you are accepting or not. The sun power, you are taking it or not, but the sun's power remains. And so here it is just like the internal intoxication is there. So you are destroyer of obstacles, but at the same time you are giver the power to others. And this is the intoxication. I am child of the Almighty Authority. The embodiment of all Baba's powers. Then you can list the powers now. is the not only just eight powers that which we are. Those are not Baba's powers. Eight powers are not Baba's powers. That are our power. Power to pack up, power to face, power to tolerate, power to adjust, power to discriminate, power to judge, power to cooperate. These are not the to be almighty. That are Brahmin's powers. Brahmins have these powers. But when we say almighty authority, the might, where there's not contrast, when this power to face some negativity is still there. Power to discriminate, still this duality is there. This is the power, just complete the power of peace, power of love, power of purity, power of happiness. So God is the ocean, the almighty authority is the power of truth. Truth does not fight with falsehood. Falsehood tries to fight with truth. Truth doesn't like to fight and doesn't fight. But falsehood tries to fight with truth, but truth wins without fighting. So it is the Almighty Baba is might purifier. And so this is why the might is means not only in himself, knowledge, peace, love, purity, wisdom, truth, benevolence. These are the powers. God's virtues, God's power. That is what when we are in meditation we are experiencing. When we have yoga with Baba, it's these qualities of Baba, when we are remembering Baba. We are remembering with love what Baba has given to us. So truth, benevolence, love and peace, purity and happiness. The power of that is dispelling all this falsehood, peacelessness, suffering, impurity. It is this power. So this knowledge now, I become the embodiment of knowledge through these godly virtues, the powers of God. And this is that making me free from my past and also making me powerful in the present, which is surety for the future. So we become the embodiment. So then here it is not any question of fight, it's not question of any praise, it's you are beyond. So you are just the automatically, just like then when the virtues are there, the power is in action, it becomes an attribute. The quality is changed into virtue. Virtue is changed into power. That power, when you become the embodiment, is an attribute. So this is attribute to God. Natural respect. Natural love. Deep, deep love. Unshakable faith. No matter how, though there will be reaction, but still that faith will not go. Deep within is acceptance. and respect. That is attribute. And so here I also, and then this is what the great intoxication. I'm child of God, and so this in the path of bhakti, this Ganesh is remembered in the form of the cycle as well. It's the cycle of the self-realization. So I don't have ego, yes, I am knowledgeable, but it's natural, if this is what I am now, nothing new, this is what I was before. So wisdom is, there is intoxication without ego. Power without causing harm to anyone. Light does not hurt the darkness, but dispels the darkness. Fragrance does not damage other thing, but just presents itself. And so this is the power that it became natural. So then when it, and becoming this, so knower of the three aspects of the time, unshakable wisdom. And so in Ganesh, in the path of bhakti, this Ganesh means elephant head. But what he allowed is what to chop the previous head, and a new head was put on him. And this remembered is as wise as elephant. So elephant has very sharp memory, very faithful. You give money or you give anything to this, so he will pick up with his trunk and then pass it on to the master. So has the intoxication, but then this is that where this power has come from? From up above, from him. So it is, there is complete intoxication, great royalty, honesty, and undisturbed. The elephant walks on his way and dogs bark. The elephant doesn't get upset. Keeps on moving. And so this Ganesh, another aspect, that it let go his old head, means our own. this head means all these organs, what I used to listen from the past, what I used to see, how I used to see in the past, how I used to speak in the past and what I used to speak. So my sense organs, these are the main parts of my body, which then act me to the lower parts, what I listen, what I see, what I eat and what I speak, that has the connection with my other organs. So to become the embodiment means here my changing my subtle organs of the soul, the mind, the intellect, and then through this, through body, I am expressing these qualities with great intoxication, with great stability. And then through this, just like the whole cycle, that power remains. And so Ganesh is called child of God, but a new birth. The old is gone, new has been come, given. So I allow God to take away old and also allow to put the new head. And that becomes in harmony with the old body. So I'm in the old body, but embodiment with the new, what wisdom Baba has given. That is called embodiment. I am in the body, but I am the embodiment. The power, the wisdom, the knowledge that Baba has given. So this is what, then I am able to destroy the obstacles because I am able to see. So this was all organs are very big, the ear is very big. Hear things but fans away. The stomach is very big to take the digest and take in everything. But the eyes are very small, sees through very minutely, deeply, subtly. So third eye is open and I'm able to see what are the subtlety, what is the depthness. So then an embodiment is able to see everything in a very subtle way and understands the depth of the wisdom of Baba. And then expresses with intoxication and humility, balanced. It's a very big body but balanced. So it's a balanced and blissful life. That is what is the embodiment of knowledgeable, balanced and blissful. Okay? And this one is the trunk of, this is a big nose, no? Baba says that Helen was asking, what does it mean of the big trunk of the nose? So the old, all the time Maya catches us by nose and the old nose goes, and now I have great intoxication. Who do I belong to? So I have big nose. Great intoxication. So I am not worried what others are speaking about me, but who do I belong to? So okay, let us now meditate with this intoxication. Om Shanti. Om I realize the wisdom of wise, Baba. The all-knowledgeable, knowledgeful. Gives me knowledge. Of my true self. Soul. I understand the soul. student. I'm studying with God. Baba is my teacher. Baba, you make me realize I am your child. I believe this. As your child, I am a pure and peaceful soul. I drink in this thought. As I think in, I feel it. I breathe in this thought. Pure and peaceful soul. Accept and respect and appreciate the self-respect you give to me. I believe I, the soul, am your child. belong to you. You belong to me. Your love nurtures me, gives me power. Purifies me. Feel the sweetness of the relationship with you. As I see my self, in your lap, I'm protected. I am free from any other thoughts about me, as your vision is focused on me. I see myself, you, a star of your eyes. Lucky star, a shining star. Baba, sweet Baba, your faith in me creates faith in myself. Now I see myself with the vision you see me. A sparkling diamond. You have changed my life. From a shell to a diamond. appreciate the values you have filled in me. I was an empty shell. You made me a solid, valuable, living diamond. Made me unshakable, unbreakable. Now I can see the different aspects of time. I can see many facets within me as your light focuses. I shine in my true nature. And I see the world through your eyes. You have changed my vision. Pure, divine. Is my vision as your vision for myself as well as for others. This is the real strength in me of purity, of peace. The power of love. Pure and selfless love. I imbibe this love and become the embodiment of your wisdom. Pure, and peaceful. Soul. as I sit beside you. Your powers generate vibrations. Peace and love. And I serve in silence. Through your powers. Through the virtues, through divinity, you are showering upon me. Experience the harmony between mind, intellect, and sanskaras. As I become the embodiment, in silence, I serve. Your powers serve. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Om what I was before, and what I will be. A pure, eternal, divine.